Welcome to episode number 32. In today's episode, you're going to hear another story about the hooligan Snead Kids, but also a story about being held in the presence of God and how that's often easier to achieve when He's all we're holding on to. So listen in. You're listening to the Unperfect Podcast, and I'm your host, Shelley Snead. If you're feeling rather unperfect today, you have come to the right place. This is a hope and humor-filled podcast all about living in the tension of the now and the not yet, 1 John 3, verse 2 talks about. Together, we find glimpses of glory as we wait for the perfection of eternity. Well, as many of you know, my four kids have kept me on my toes with their creativity and wildly imaginative games. I'll never forget one morning while we were still homeschooling them, and I was just so incredibly far behind. It was like 10:30 a.m., and we hadn't even started our school day. So I sent them all out in the backyard to play so I could, you know, have somewhat of a teacher work day and try to catch up on some things. Basically, life in general, I was catching up on. But about 30 minutes into my serenity and productivity, the doorbell rang, and I opened it, and there stood two police officers. The squad car was parked in my driveway, and I actually began to panic. Like, I was thinking, did somebody report us for truancy? Was I about to get my kids taken away because they weren't in school? I realized this totally sounds ridiculous, but I was also a little sleep-deprived and crazy. But anyway, the first officer said, "Morning, ma'am. You doing okay today?" And I'm pretty sure I replied hastily that I was a homeschooling mom and we were just getting a little late start today. So he patiently listened to my crazy. And then he kindly said, "Well, one of your neighbors reported that a child in your yard was yelling help. So we just wanted to check and see if everyone was all right." And that is when I realized what was going on, and I had to explain to these nice officers that the night before we had all gone to see the movie The Avengers, and the kids were all clad in various Avenger costumes in the backyard acting out the entire movie. So yeah, someone probably had yelled help, but I'm sure another superhero had stepped in to save the day for them. And thankfully, the officers left with a smile, and not my children. There were many items on my list of things to do that day, but the captivity of my kiddos was not one of them. There are times, however, when captivity is not a thief, but a benefactor. I'm recording this episode very close to St. Patrick's Day, and about a year or so, I actually read the Confession of St. Patrick for the first time. Now, I gotta admit, the only thing I knew about St. Patrick was that his name would get invoked anytime I was getting pinched year after year for not remembering to wear green on March 17th. But reading his confession was fascinating. I don't know where the pinching ritual came from, but St. Patrick had a lot to say about confinement, and it wasn't negative. So the Confession of St. Patrick is this awe-inspiring account of just a humble life given over to God. He had this heart completely committed to sharing Christ with others, even while he was enslaved and chained and falsely accused and nearly starved and almost martyred. He was insulted and persecuted and everything you can imagine. But in chapter 3 of this confession, he declares, "That is why I cannot be silent, nor would it be good to do so, about such great blessings and such a gift that the Lord so kindly bestowed in the land of my captivity." And he again refers to this place of struggle as a present in chapter 33. He said, "I must take care not to hide the gift of God, which he has generously given us in the land of my captivity. It was then that I looked for him with all my strength, and there I found him." And the gift he's talking about there is intimacy and dependence on God. And I was reminded that this whole idea of confinement, being forced to stay somewhere, that I didn't choose, can be one of the greatest blessings God bestows on us. Unwanted circumstances are a tool God often uses to draw us into intimate dependence on Him. Hear me say this. I'm not saying we should smile and laugh about it all the way through. I'm just saying they are often a tool that God uses to bring us to that place where we can do nothing but hold on to Him for dear life. And it leads me to this question. Would I even seek God at all if not for the land of my captivity, as St. Patrick put it? Like, would I truly need Him if my circumstances weren't beyond my control or far beyond my comfort? Would I really long for Him and know Him intimately if the seeds that I'd sown produced instant fruit? Because I have pages and pages of journal entries over the last 20 years that suggest otherwise. Times where I've been very discontent, discouraged, grieved, depressed, anxious. Seasons of confinement to a smaller world because of my kids' medical and developmental traumas that just propelled me into the arms and life-giving word of a compassionate Heavenly Father. Times where all I could do was lay in His lap, listening to Him whisper truths like this one. It is not an arm of flesh that saves you, from 2 Chronicles 32:8. Or your current suffering isn't even worthy to be compared with the glory I will reveal in you, Romans 8:18. Or I can always be found in times of trouble, Psalm 46:1. And your times are in my hands, Psalm 31:15. In fairer places, in times where the weather was a lot calmer, I would have shirked that intimacy and headed right on out to conquer the world in my own strength and wisdom. I know that because I have done that. In Genesis 26:3, God tells Abraham, "Stay here in this land and I'll be with you." The Hebrew word there reflects a journey by a stranger turning off of the main road. Interestingly, it's the same word used in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6, when he says, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb." It denotes this unnatural habitation, living in a place that's not expected or normal. But His promise has been the same for me as it was for Abraham. In these places, I will be with you. What I may lose in comfort, in preference, in independence, I gain in the greatest gift of all, which is His presence. This holy haven of His witness, which led a prostitute to wash Jesus' feet with her tears and pour her expensive perfumed offering on Him in Luke 7:38. His incomparable companionship, which caused the disciples to say, "Where else would we go? You have the words of life," in John 6, verse 68. St. Patrick also penned a prayer, which is quite famous, and part of it reads like this: "Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, and Christ when I arise." I love how he captures this idea of being fully consumed in the very presence of God. We can only accomplish this when we stop looking for an escape route and start looking for Him. Just Him. And I'm totally preaching to myself right now, because I don't know about you, but usually when I find myself in confinement, in a place I didn't choose or circumstance I don't want to be in, y'all, I am scratching and clawing my way out like a crazy person. I forget that wherever God holds me, He holds me. And I want you to know, my friend, that wherever God holds you, He is holding you. Whether soaring free in the sky or sweating in the fire, He holds you wherever He is holding you. And I'm praying that as you've listened to this episode, wherever you find yourself in this journey of our life circumstances, that you commit yourself to seek Him with all your heart, like the parable of the pearl of great cost we read about in Matthew 13, that caused the merchant to sell everything else he had just to possess that one priceless item that you find in the presence of the God who adores you, all that your soul needs, that you're able to find rest even in the settings you can't escape, that you're able to say confidently with St. Patrick, "In the land of my captivity, it was then that I looked for him with all my strength, and there I found him." See you next time. If you were encouraged or inspired or humored by today's episode, would you please send the link to a friend or a group of friends you think would benefit from it too? On Apple Podcasts, you just tap the three dots at the top and select share episode. And on Spotify, the share button is right there under the day and minutes. And I'm not sure about other platforms, but I'm guessing it's just as easy. As always, you can go grab a teenager because they can figure it out in seconds.